Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudge nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
My life, 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 my life,
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. We dare you to live your life because it is your life. This is your life. A new world is coming and it's happening right now. Purple Crown 2013. Everybody's stuck in 2012, but not even there yet and already stuck. Transcend that and know that change is the only thing that's constant, and you can embrace it. When you embrace change, you're living in now. When you embrace change, you embrace all of who you are. When you embrace change, you flow with life. Sometimes change feels a bit painful, but you can still move with it. Just like a mother pushing a baby when she's giving birth, you just breathe. You take time to listen. You take a rest, and then you push some more, and then you breathe, and then you push some more. What do I know? I heard. But then again, I am one with the one, so I know how it's done. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at A on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Yes, you do. Monday, July 18th, 2011. Life is good and it's getting better. It's nice to have you in the chat room on the phone line. Today we are talking about, well, today's title is Demystifying the Law of Attraction. Woo! Regular listeners, you already know what inspired this, and I'm just ready. I've been ready already. But anyway, before I get into that, let me just welcome all of you. We started the show off with Taj Abdul Samad. You can find him on Facebook, also known as Purple Crown. And the title of that song is 2013. You create your life. You create your world. You are one with the one. When you recognize and remember that you are one with the one, that you were created from the Creator, and your only purpose, your only duty, your only responsibility is to be a creator of all that life is. Are you open? Are you receptive? Are you going to allow it, or are you just going to resist it? Ha-ha! It's going to be a great show. So anyway, this is a scene. Let's say hello to all of you in the chat room. We've got a lot of guests in the chat room. Maybe you're listening for the first time. If you want to interact in the room with Virtual Office Center, Mwalimu, all those other wonderful people out there, Nahali, register with Blog Talk Radio. Now, I heard, I don't know, because I got VIP pass, so I come in through the back door. I heard that when you register, you have to log out, do something, but don't fear not. Just register, use a name that resonates with your energy, and then you can interact in the chat room. But if you want to be a silent listener disguised as guest, or should I say guest disguised as a silent listener, you can always call in 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And you can always, always get back to this page by simply typing into your browser, lifeconversationsradio.com. This is where we make it easy. Don't get confused. It's just partnership. Partnership. Yeah. Nahali says, it takes a couple of minutes. I'm not going to say that. Oh, here's a thought. Oh, man, I'm smart. So here's what you want to do. If you want to sign in, if you want to use a name, but you don't want to miss anything, because you've been told this is the best show on the planet, I mean, come on, when Mark Victor Hansen tells you something, you better believe it. I mean, he's co-producer, co-writer of the Chicken Soup for the Soul, so you know he knows what he's talking about. What? You don't know what I'm talking about?
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
There you have it. I rest my case. So because we host the best show on the planet, and you don't want to miss anything, if you've got two browsers, like I use Firefox as well as now I use Google Chrome, I stay away from that other one. Too much drama. But anyway, if you got more than one browser, you can listen with one browser and sign in with another. And then you can just refresh so you don't miss anything. Oh, my God, I'm good. Whew, I'm so good, I'm patting myself on the back. Who is this guy? Oh, my God. This guy shows up at 12 p.m. every day. He blows me away. I'm like, who are you? When did you get in here? What are you doing here? But anyway, I like him. He's pretty cool. He likes to laugh, so it's nice to have him here. Anyway, some announcements. Life is good and it's getting better, and trust me, folks, you got to laugh at yourself. Too much stuff going on. It's all a game. Because you're never going to die. Oh, get this, you were never born, so don't trip. You can celebrate your birthday. Yeah, you know, that's something we do. But you're always going to be. You're always going to be. Announcement on Wednesday, this Wednesday. Don't go too deep. Slow down, brother. Come on now. And your listeners, you got to impress them first. You don't want to lose them before they get into the show. You want to entice them lovingly, and when they get comfortable, then you get deep. Okay, got it. So Wednesday, we have special guests. I don't know what's going on. We have special guest Zoe joining us. Joe's going to be sharing some techniques with us, what he created called The Process. And we'll give you some more information. Well, you'll find out on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, called The Process, how to create the space for what you want, you know, just to transcend maybe when you're in that place, when you're stuck and you don't know how to get out of it, when you're in a funk and your thoughts have just got you, grab hold of you, and you're trying to release it. That's this Wednesday. Also, I want to remind you, as you know, regular listeners and new listeners, you know now, it is, what is it? Last Wednesday of every month is Conscious Parenting. Yeah, Conscious Parenting with Michelle Brown Stafford, and that's 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then at 2 p.m., on the same day, last Wednesday of every month, is Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson. So just make sure you favorite the show. Oh, yeah, there's another announcement I need to give you. Make sure you favorite the show. Make sure you like the page, or like the show. Make sure you follow the show. What else? Make sure you share the show with your friends, your neighbors, your family, your friends, your haters, your lovers, your dog, your cat, your pet, whatever. Share the show. Tell people about it, because we really appreciate your support. The listenership is growing every day. We are so, so, so grateful. And what else do I want to tell you? Well, other than you're listening to Ask Life Coach at 347-426-3346. And today's title is Demystifying the Law of Attraction. There's a lot of conversation about law of attraction. Well, you know, people, it's like a badge of honor. Well, I'm using law of attraction as if, yeah, you know. But anyway, what triggered the show was a conversation we had on Wednesday, and when we were doing Spiritual Tag Team with my co-producer, Betty Pegues. And she was reading some things, and she's going to be joining me real soon. I'm laughing at what Umwalimu said in the chat room. She kind of caught up, but she was going to be joining us in a few minutes. But anyway, she had read some things about law of attraction, what to say and what not to say, and some of it I want, I need, I hope. And I was kind of listening. I'm like, I was doing some things in the behind the scene while she was doing her thing, just, you know, doing what we do. We were co-producing, co-hosting. So I'd take care of some technical stuff. And then Betty went to I Desire. I'm like, huh? You know, like when you imagine if you're in the library, right, and you're talking, you're focused, but you can hear people talking in the background, not really paying them that much attention. But you're doing what you're doing. You know they're talking. You can hear what they're saying. And suddenly they say something to catch your attention. I was like, wait a minute, Betty. And I said, okay, this is Spiritual Tag Team. We can deal with this later. So after that, after she finished reading the list, I said, wait a minute. No. I did that. We got to have a show about that. So that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to wait for Betty to be here. We're going to talk more, because I disagree with saying don't use I desire. Because I desire to disagree, and I'm going to disagree. And we got some things that we're going to share with you about some audio clips from Abraham, which is all about law of attraction. So I know it's going to be a great show. How do I know? Because that's the intention. When you pay attention to your life, when you pay attention, or let me put it this way, what you pay attention to becomes your intention. So this show has been playing around in my consciousness for the last few days. That can be shaking. I was trying to meditate today, and the conversation was coming up in my head. I'm like, oh, okay, focus. Release those thoughts. So it's going to be great. It's going to be fun. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And, yes, make sure you share the show right now. Post it on your social media networks. Tweet it, like it, follow it, and just bring the whole world here. So let's see. What else do we need to talk about? How was your weekend? Mine was great. What did I do? Yesterday was great. I was at Hillside. What did I do on Saturday? Oh, I went to Hillside again with some people who are saying yes to life. They're getting ready to be ordained as ministers, and they stepped forward and represent their own self. And But have any of you seen the movie called The Adjustment Bureau? Let me know if you've seen that movie. Oh, my God. I saw three movies this weekend. Two was on Netflix, and then the other. I'm not even going to talk about Netflix, because they ask for too much. Anyway, I digress. But I watched The Adjustment Bureau yesterday. Wow. If you've never seen it, just check in and ask if you need to see it. That's all I got to say. Because if you get a no, don't do it. That means you ain't ready. But if you get a yes, you're ready. The Adjustment Bureau, I think it's called. Yeah, that's what it is. Law of Attraction, what is it? It's simple. It is really, really simple. Let me give you some background story about the Law of Attraction because, you know, I've been researching. No, I haven't. But I've just been part of the experience. No research. It's just what life is. Law of Attraction was brought into the mainstream, if you will, mainly through the movie The Secret. That's how the general public knew about it. But those of us who have been into spirituality and the New Age hippies, you know, we've been listening to Abraham Hicks, we've been reading books, we've been listening to The Science of Getting Rich, the Game of Life and How to Play It, Lessons in Truth, you know, all the content that were referring to the mainstream at one point. But The Secret had a way of presenting it to the world. It was the perfect time. It was a divine idea whose time had come, and people, even, I'm just going to say it because they said it. Even church members were watching it. Now, some left in the middle of the movie. But some watched it, and people applied the principles, religious folks. But, you know, it's really simple. Humanity has a way of making things complicated. When we get intellectual about stuff, we make it very, just complicated. Law of Attraction, and I would say this again, what does it mean? It simply means what you focus on, you attract. Simple. What you focus on, you attract. Now, the lady, Rhonda, I can't remember the last name, that's the producer of The Secret. She studied, if you will, or followed Jerry and Esther Hicks around and learned about the Law of Attraction. And then she put her own twist on it, you know. And so it turned out to be what it is. And, you know, there's a lot of shows on it. There's radio networks on it. I talk about it. And people are trying to use it because we all want to better our life. We all want to understand, recognize who and what we are because we know we are so much more. But somehow, I think our spiritual folks, all of us that are united in spirit, us, all of us, we get carried away sometimes. We get carried away with intellectual spirituality. And when we get carried away intellectual spirituality, we say, but why is my life not working? Because you're not feeling your way through life. You're trying to just think your way through life. You can't start with the intellect and create something new. Creation starts from a place of feeling married with thought. If you do it with thought only, you're not going to give birth to nothing new. If you start with, if you just use feeling, you can feel it and don't move with intellect, you just have a great feeling. Now, all of this, the thought, the feeling, sends out a vibration. You can't help it. But if you really want to make something happen in your life, you bring the feeling together, you bring the thought together, and just let it do what it do. Let it do what it does. Let it do what it be. Let it do what it is. Because we are an extension of God energy, the one consciousness, love, God, Jesus, whatever name you want to call it, the Alpha and the Omega. It just goes on and on. It doesn't end. It doesn't begin. There is no end. There is no beginning. In the beginning was the Word. Well, before the beginning, there was a beginning. And before there's a beginning, there was an end. And it's all a continuation. The Word, that's what we are. So when you use your word power, your creative energy to create what you want. So you're going to break it down. If you have any questions, comments, thoughts, maybe you're struggling with law of attraction. Maybe you're just struggling with life. Maybe you're not struggling, but you're kind of conflicted. Or maybe you're in a place where you need to make a decision and you're not quite sure what to do, how to go about it. 347-426-3346. And when you call in, make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad and we will come to you. Right now, I'm multitasking, doing everything. My co-producer's not here yet, but she'll be here in a minute. In the minute called now. Law of Attraction. What is it? Let's see. I'm thinking if I should play this Abraham clip right now. Ah, yes. Oh, I just love it. Yes, I can play it right now. That was pretty cool, Eddie. So, okay, let's do this. I'm thinking so many thoughts at once, and I can even think of what I want to do. So let's just slow down. And let's click this button. Now, I'm in the studio. There you go. I want to go to the chat. Betty's here, and we welcome all of you in the chat room. Butterfly, the Christed one, it's nice to see you. I want to hear, did you make that move? Did you make that move, Butterfly? I know you're going to make that move. You're going to fly anyway because you're out of the cocoon now. You can't help but fly. But I want to hear if you've made that step on a conscious level. Silent listeners, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Betty will be here, and then we're going to play. Maybe. We'll see what happens. We'll stay in the moment. We'll stay in the moment. So let's do this. 347-426-3346. And for new listeners, I'm here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to find out more about me, you can go to my website, lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. And this is the only place where we do this.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Mm-hmm. And not only are we going to dare you to live your best life, we're going to support you, but we're going to whisper this little secret in your ear. Just real simple. Like, actually, dude, I don't dare me. I'm afraid of my life. I'm afraid. But we'll say this. Listen, you just got to be the change.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see. When you be the change you want to see, you are not even wasting your time and energy if you are using the law of attraction, because the law of attraction can help but support you. I am so holding back. I want to say so much, but not right now. Sister Sirius, it's nice to have you in here. Thank you. Make sure you tell your friends, your families, your lovers, your haters, your pets, your dogs, your cats, your rats, the roaches, everybody, just tell them to gather around. We are one to come listen to this spiritual truth where we are transforming and transcending and stepping into the truth of who we truly are. And Mark Victor Hansen, what do you think about the show? I know you said it earlier, but you can say it again. I don't mind. You know, I'm kind of muddy, so you can say it. I don't want to say it.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We speak. all the ways that you seem to fail will all fade into God. No mistakes have been made in God. Man, just you can just rest in that. You can just rest in that. That there are no mistakes, no mistakes in God. If you're letting your heart lead you in the right direction, just don't get distracted. Oh, wow, life is good and it's getting better. That was Ricky Byers Beckwith. It all fades into God. That's from the In the Land of I Am CD. In the Land of I Am. In the Land of I Am. I Am That I Am. And Betty's in the house now. I need to take another break to put on my gloves because Betty and I are going to duke it out. I love this introduction that someone wrote. It said, what is the introduction that the show said? What is law of attraction? Are there special rules that apply to this law? How can you use it to achieve your goals? Life coach Ade and Betty Pegues will break it down. However, word on the street is they both do not agree on how to apply the law. Betty, bring it! Betty, how are you?
I am fine. But first I want to say it's not that I disagree. I think we have maybe different perspectives.
Don't tell me now. No, we don't do that.
Talking out of you. Disagree means disagree. I don't disagree with what you say. I have a different perspective on what you say.
Ooh, I like that. She's a spiritual student. Ooh, she's a different perspective. Okay, let me put the fight down. Okay, I'm listening. Oh, great one. So how are you?
You know, I finally made an end. You know what? And as I was walking into the shop where I read, I want everyone to know what happens. Usually when on Mondays and Tuesdays when I'm with Ade, I'm actually sitting in McDonald's on my laptop monitoring a show. But today I didn't want to do that. So I wind up coming into a place where there's quiet and no distractions in the background. And so law of attraction at its best. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying. So I've been just giving some background before you joined us, Betty, and there's so much that wants to flow through me. I was holding back. I was resisting because when I jump in this flow, it just flows through me. But I've been holding back because I wanted you to be here. So I'll share with the listeners that for those of you just listening, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad, and we're here to take your questions. So call in, and just ask Life Coach Ade, whatever you're dealing with. So I was sharing that on Spiritual Tag Team, you were reading some lists of the things.
Right.
Actually, I have it in front of me here. I don't know if you want me to read it or do you want to read it? Yeah, I think you should. Do you have it in front of you? No, I'll just go ahead.
I do. I have it.
Okay, go ahead, because, go ahead and read it.
You didn't think I didn't come prepared for you?
You said what?
You didn't think I didn't come prepared for you? You know? I did my push-ups
and
everything. No. Well, you know, folks, how this all started was on the Spiritual Tag Team show. And I had made a statement that the two most powerful words in the universe were the words I am and I feel. And anything you put in front of these words are powerfully creative, but be aware of what you put in front of the words. And then I had went on to say that there are some words and statements that we use that are a positive or seem a positive, but negate a negative, thus putting that out into a law of attraction. I think everybody was following me until I named this list. And then there were some words that everyone was like, what? And so I'm going to quickly go over those words again, and then we're going to break it down, because this is where Ade and I sort of separated. I think he was with me until I read this list off.
Yeah, when I told listeners, it's like how I describe it. Imagine you're in the library, right, and you're listening to somebody. Oh, well, you're reading what you're doing what you're doing, you're focused, but you hear people in the background, they're talking. You can hear them, but you're focused on what you're doing, and suddenly they make a statement, you're like, huh? You just raise your head up. So that was what it was like for me. You're reading the list, I was like, oh, I'm doing things in the background here.
looking in the chat room, doing some technical stuff, and you said that word. I was like, wait a minute. So, okay, go ahead and do your list.
Okay.
Do your thing.
So the list was, these are things that we often say that negate a negative when it comes to LOA, Law of Attraction. I want, I need, I hope, I wish, I'll try, I'll do my best, I desire, that was the big one, I'm okay, I'm good, I'm fine, I'm sorry, I'll give it a shot, I'll think about it. And there are many more of these statements. So during that time, I think Electra and Ade were like, what? I desire. I desire. And so I think Ade tried to get me to explain it. And he was coming at me one way, and I was coming at him another, and so we decided to do the show. But, you know, when you're on a spiritual journey, you often have to either go back over things yourself and say, well, let me take another look at it. And so Ade and I talked after the show about the word I desire. And I'm like, you know, I'm still sticking to my guns, because what I have, what was made clearer to me as I meditated on it and everything like that, and this is thanks to Ade even bringing this up, because I don't want to quote you, you're online. It was something about the meaning you put behind the word.
Mm-hmm.
Was that right? Something like that you said.
Right, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the meaning you put. This is true. This is true. You know, the title of the show was Demystifying the Law of Attraction. And what I was trying to do when I brought these words up was to show us how we are using the Law of Attraction from the moment we open our eyes to the moment we close our eyes. From the moment we took our first breath to the moment we take our last breath, we are using the Law of Attraction. So the demystifying part of it is to not let you think that you're only using it when you want something, when you desire something, when you're trying to create something. Then all of a sudden we want to look into the Law of Attraction. And what I was trying to say is, don't look in your, you've been using it. When things aren't going right in your life, you've been using it. When things are going great in your life, you've been using it. There is a moment you are not using the Law of Attraction. You're using it 100% every single day. The question then comes in, are you using it consciously or are you doing it unconsciously? And these words, these statements, are often perceived as positive statements, are often statements that we have been taught and learned to do. But the underlying feeling, because the words and the thought itself does not make it creative. It's the third part of it, the feeling. So once the feeling comes in, so you can say the words and the thought is like the car and the engine. The feeling is the fuel that get everything rolling and then coming to you. So let's take I desire, because that was the biggest one.
Desire.
I'm coming out with a punch right now before I drop some more on you. So we can
go ahead.
I desire. And, you know, I thought, you know what, Ade is right with this. That's why I said it's how we perceive things. Not that any of us are in disagreement, but we all perceive things differently. Whenever you use a word that seems positive and the underlying feeling of that word is hopelessness or aspiration or carelessness or something, even though the word is positive, those underlying feelings have now turned that positive word into a negative. For instance, I hear people say, I desire. Most people use I desire and I hope when there's a lack of something and when they have tried a lot of times to get something or when they have been searching for something. Now they're hoping, now they're desiring. But they just don't say, I hope, I desire. They say, I hope, oh boy, I hope I'm getting this because, whew, I've been trying so hard. I'm tired. Oh, I desire this. I desire this for so long. I've been having such a bad life, and I keep desiring these things. These things for the Law of Attraction is negating a negative. Now, the word I hope and the word I hope and I desire actually fall under the feeling of love. There are two feelings that we use
that sets the law of attraction in motion. One is love and one is fear. Those are the only two feelings. Anything else under that are just, what do you call it? Are they they're different parts of that feeling. For instance, under the word love, there's gratitude, joy, passion, excitement, enthusiasm, hope, satisfaction. Under the word fear, there's boredom, irritation, disappointment, worry, criticism, anger, hate, guilt, hopelessness, despair. All those words come under fear. The other ones come under love. What meaning, what feeling you attach to each of those words then sets the law of attraction in motion. It sets it in motion. So even though you may say, I hope, I had a friend the other day told me what she hoped for. She says, oh, I hope for a car. I'm really sending out prayers and hope I get this car. I am just so tired. I feel like I'm abandoned. I feel like I can't do nothing. It's causing me to be down. Her feeling now is desperation. It's sadness. I feel stuck. Even though she used the word, I hope. The law of attraction don't go by the word you use. It goes by the feeling you're putting out to the word. So now that hope is actually going to start pushing back the very thing she's wanting because of the feeling she's attaching to that word. And so I agreed with Ade. I said, I agree with what you say about the word desire. I agree with what everybody say about the word desire. It's a beautiful word. But when you say I desire, in what way are you feeling it? Are you feeling it from a love place? Are you feeling it from a place of I'm tired? This is what I want. This is what I've been wanting. This is what I've been trying to get. This is what God's been trying to tell me to do. I'm desiring this. Desire means I don't have. It means there's a lack. It means right. I need. That's what desire means. Desire means you desire. It does not mean you have. It does not mean you're getting. It means you desire. Hope means hope. It don't mean I have. It don't mean I'm getting. It means hope. Okay. I need means right. I need. You
I
got
desire
it? So
to
you
jump in.
Tell me? Okay, jump in.
I desire. So let me say this as well because there's conversation and talking in the chat room. One of the things Betty did share with us last week was, so I want, I need, I hope, I wish. Instead of saying I want, you can say I have, or I'm creating a space for. Or you can say instead of I hope, I will. So let's go to desire because we're talking about desire. She has instead of saying I desire, you can say I choose or I'm creating a space for. So now, here's the thing. And that's one of the things that Betty's saying that I'm really loving as I listen to it is that, when you know your truth, there's no debate, there's no disagreement, because truth needs no defense. And it is so true. For me, I have the, because sometimes I do challenge myself, but I have the advantage. I'm not even an advantage, because that means over somebody else. But I have been blessed. All those words don't even describe, but this is what I'm trying to say. I was born in England. I'm Nigerian. I was born in England. I've lived in Nigeria. I've lived in England. I've lived here. So I look at things differently from somebody who just lived in one country. It doesn't matter if it's just America. It doesn't matter if it's England or Brazil. If they're just in that country, I'm going to see it differently from them. And they're going to see it differently from me. If I'm the one that's been in just one country, how we see the world is simply based on our exposure, our culture, our tradition, what we're aware of. So for me, when I'm reading spiritual books, when I'm listening to spiritual teachers, when I'm doing my own teaching, my own learning, I'm always looking at things from so many perspectives. Now, I understand the thing about desire. Desire sounds like, well, I desire to have a car because I don't have. There's that. And Betty did talk about feelings. That's what we're going to come back to because that's very important. When I talk about desire, when I use the word desire, as I say it, it's coming from a deep, deep spiritual grounded space. So when I say what I desire for my life,
It's the highest and the best. I am making a declaration with the God energy, the God force within me. I'm not coming from a place of lack. So when Benny and I talked about this, not during the show, afterwards, really what comes up for me is even if you use I want, this is how I see it, and I don't know how Betty sees it. Even if you use I need, even if you say I am okay, if the feeling behind it is moving you closer to where you want to be, so be it. Now, in the spiritual community, we say I am is the most powerful word. And I read this in the, this list that Betty shared. I was reading it this morning, and it says the most powerful words in the universe are I am and I feel. And the thought that came up for me is, what about people who are from a different country? They don't say I am. If it's the most powerful word in the universe, this is my thought process. This is how I look at life. So I can see things from different points of view, different perspectives. So for me, it's like, what about people who don't say I am? Does that mean they don't have a – Betty, I'm just talking generally, not even just to
okay.
you.
Okay.
What about that? So what I get is where we live, the culture, the tradition – kind of defines how we relate to life, what we believe to be true, our spiritual beliefs, our religious beliefs, our social conditioning is based on culture. So desire, there's a book called The Revealing Word. Most spiritual students or metaphysical students probably might know about The Revealing Word. And Charles Fillmore is the author, and he described desire from a metaphysical perspective. Because that's what we're talking about here. If the word is just from a physical point of view, then it could speak to lack. But when you go deep, metaphysical, what lies under the physical, from a metaphysical point of view, desire, here's how we describe it, and this resonates with me a great deal. An expression of innermost being of man. An expression of the innermost being of man. The outward impulse of an ever-evolving man. It springs from a deep within being, and it has enduring power. Deep desire is essential to spiritual growth. It is desire, earnest, intense desire that draws the whole being up out of mortality, and it transcends joys into the power to appreciate and to receive real spiritual growth. Blessings. The point I want to put that point out here, let me go back because there are two different pages. Let me scroll back down here.
When I'm going to ring that bell in a moment.
It springs, well, actually, I'm reading the definitions on two different pages. I want to go in the chat room. It springs from a deep within being, and it has enduring power. There's even I think it's a Latin translation of desire means of the Father, of the law, of spirit. So, yes, if I'm creating space works for you. Electra is saying, Electra in the chat room said, I used to say I desire. Now I say I create. So even though Betty and I are talking about we're ready, we're in the ring, we're going to battle it out, we're just having fun.
Yes, we are.
Say that again?
I said, yes, we are. But if I can jump in here now because the referee is, trying to hold me back. But
okay.
If I can jump in.
Yes, we are, but. Okay, go ahead.
When you said, what about people from other countries and other cultures and anything? You know, God is God is God is God, no matter where he is at in the world. And any word that represents to them and God being one, that's the most powerful word. I am.
Indeed.
And my definition, I am, is meaning I am one with God. So no matter where you're in the world, I don't care if you're in the Amazon jungle, what words represent that to you? That becomes your most powerful words. I am states what you are being at any given moment in time. I feel states what you are feeling behind what you are being. And what you are feeling is now what you are drawing vibrationally to you. And that's why I say they're the most two powerful words that we need to just be aware of. A lot of people say, well, man, I would have to watch my thoughts and my words all day. And I'm like, you don't have to. You can choose to create unconsciously. You don't have to watch them. But
you have to understand that you are creating. Whether you realize it or not, you are in constant creation. And you, whatever you put behind I am, it's stating what you are being. And whatever mm-hmm. you put behind I feel is stating what not only what you're giving out, but what you are receiving. So when you are ticked off at someone, you can say, I am feeling angry. Now, that's my beingness. And this is what makes God so great. Because he said, you know what, I'm not going to have you create anything because you say you're feeling angry. You're stating a fact. You're feeling angry. But I'm going to sit back and wait and see what perception you put on that anger. Then I'm going to sit back and wait and see what feeling you put behind that anger. And then you're going to get it, whatever you do. And a lot of great teachers put it differently. But I like to keep things simple. It means that you can think anything you want to think, and you can say anything you want to say. But those two thoughts and those two things alone are not going to create things for you. It is the feeling and the perception and the meaning you put behind it. Whatever meaning you put behind that will create your feeling. And whatever mm-hmm. feeling you put out from behind that now gets the law of attraction in motion. And this is, and I want to talk about this because this is another thing about the law of attraction that people are getting turned off from. And you know how I they say certain things, folks, that make you go, what? Why did you say that? I'm about to go there next.
Okay? Go for it.
Because we're going to talk about God here in the law of attraction. Because
you're going to talk about what?
God in the law of attraction.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of people say this, and I hear this especially for people who are awaking again or going back to church again or doing something again. They say, you know, I'm waiting for God's will. God, tell me what to do. Your will is my will. And I tell people, and I say, let me tell you this. You make a statement, I think you make it once a day on your show that I've heard. If you miss a day, you catch up the next day. You say, there is no place where God is not. There is no place where God is not. Externally, we know this. But it's hard for us to believe it conceptually. So I'm going to say this. There is no place where God is not. And that's including you. God is expressing you. God is you expressed. So God is expressing himself now as a beautiful black woman on this line on Life Conversations Radio, boxing it out with Ade. He's having a million expressions through every ounce of life on this earth. God is the very thing you call law of attraction. So there is no will that you can do for yourself that you are not doing for God. It's impossible to separate the two. And so to make this point even clearer, I say, imagine God stood before you now. And you say, God, your will is my will. What will you have me do? And then God says, I want you to take me out of the equation for a moment. And I want you to tell me your will. And then I'm going to be the supplier of that. Because if I am you and you are me, then it is impossible for you not to be doing my will. I am experiencing different unique wills through each and every one of us. That's what makes God God. So God, law of attraction is God being God. So we need to embrace the Godness in us when we create in this world. We need to say, God is creating through me. My will is God's will. Because honestly, folks, and this is where you might send me some emails, you can never do God's will. That's impossible. You can't even think of what God's will could be.
What do you mean you can never do God's will? Help me out.
God is the ultimate, he's the omega, he's the ending, he's the beginning. If you were to say, God, what is your will? It might take you 20 lifetimes for him to tell you. Your will is God's will because God is you expressed.
That being the case, asking God, what is your will, tell me,
It's we're actually living out the will of God if we, which we are, an extension of God. And we do live so many lifetimes to live out the will of God. Wouldn't you say
exactly.
that?
Exactly. I would say that if you say, God, what is your will? And I'm going to speak for the God in me, he's going to say, what is yours?
Mm-hmm.
You might say, it's this. Then he's going to turn around and say, then that's my will. Your will is my will. I am expressing myself through you. I'm expressing myself through the tree. The tree do not ask what is God's will. The bird does not ask what is God's will. The bird knows it simply be and enjoy and experience his life as the God self it is in that moment, because it knows when it's doing that, it's doing God's will. The stone don't ask what God will. The flower don't ask. The animal in the zoo don't ask. Only humans do, because that means we're separate. We're still seeing God as outside of ourselves. So therefore, God, tell me what your will is so I can do it. But if he gives you free will, he don't want it. I tell people, God got a great sense of humor. He don't want your will. He don't want you to do his will. It's impossible. He's doing it himself. Why would he need you to do it? But he's saying, I am you. Do you understand this? I am you. Look in the mirror. You see me. So whatever you do, we're doing together. It is impossible for you to do your will and not mine at the same time. Impossible. And so this is the law of attraction at its best.
Law of attraction at its best.
At its best. A law of attraction.
Yes.
God being God through us. And
God being, and that, you know, that's the most important thing. You know, I said before you came on earlier, for me, how I describe law of attraction, what it really is what you focus on, you create, you attract. We're going to come to a caller in a minute. But what you focus on, you attract. Because that's just, you said something earlier that we've always used it. We use it consciously or unconsciously. We're an extension of God. So I remember one time when I read in A Course in Miracles, and it said God's will, and God's will and your will is the same. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. What do you mean God's will and my will is the same? But it's true. If you believe that you're separated from God, if you think she is up there in the cloud and she is taking notes, then, yeah, you might have some issues with that statement. But when you recognize that you're connected with her, that you are the life of God, and that God consciousness is living itself through you, and you get to, here's the thing, the trick that I think, the challenge for us as human beings, and you were talking about how animals and trees don't ask God, what's my will. So we have a gift where we can think independently of circumstances. We can think about what we think about. We don't always think about what we're thinking about, but we do have that power to think about what we're thinking about. We have the power to see something happening and think otherwise. A dog, a cat sees something happening, it looks like drama, they're like, I'm out of there. We can stand there and assess the situation, saying, are they really fighting or are they playing? Do I need to pull out my protection or not? So, and when we come here, we came here to live the life that we're living right now. My thing is, when we went through that birth canal and all that contraction and that pain and that pushing and pulling, we forgot who we were. And then the universe, the society supported us in forgetting. We're on this journey of life. It's a universal hide and seek. We're trying to figure ourselves out. If you want to use, if you want to use law of attraction to support you in what you're doing, let go of the separated consciousness. And here's one thing. We talk about the word I need, I want, I desire. Whatever part of the things you want, it really doesn't matter because it's your feeling. I want to take a call and I want to play some clips from Abraham because they're quite 1 to 7 minutes, another 8 minutes. I don't know if I get to fit all of it in. But here's the thing. If you use any word, what you want to ask yourself is, how do you feel about the word you just expressed?
Uh-huh.
Brady was talking about when you're angry, you say, I am angry, I feel angry. If you're judging that, sometimes, one thing that I've come to, sometimes people just need to say, I'm angry. When I started learning, when I was new in this conscious spiritual path, oh, you can't say I am angry. Oh, you're creating more of that. Oh, Now I listen to myself like, oh, if I saw that guy, like, shut up. We are right where we are. There's no place where God is not. There's no spot where God is not. And wherever you are, God will meet you there. God is you. God is pure, unconditional love that holds no judgment, no criticism, no blame. So God accepts you just as you are, and your life will always reflect back to you what you are creating. Now, when you look at your creation and you judge it and criticize it, here's an example. When sometimes Ade listens to the show and he feels, oh, that was not a good show, he's judging his own creation. When he judges his creation, he judges God. When he judges God, his creation, he can be at peace. But when he listens to his show and says, wow, that was a great show, he's appreciating his own creation. He's appreciating God. But when you look at what you create in your world, when you're afraid of what you're creating, when you look at your children and you say they're bad, when you look at your life and say my life is just chaotic, you are judging creation. And the universe will just support you. Wherever your attention is going, energy flows in that direction and you create more of it. And it's simply this. Vibrational match. With your feelings, when you think a thought and you feel it, you put out a vibration. You're a generator of vibration. You put it out there and the universe will match it. You put it out there with your thoughts. So if you say I want and you're feeling you don't have, you're poor, you're broke, then the universe says, okay, great. You send out that energy and it will be matched. There is no God to say, let me see if I don't really know what he's thinking about. The universe, God, spirit, it's neutral. It just wants to express its magnificence. And what we got to do is allow it. Go ahead, Betty, and then we're going to take it forward.
I just want to even switch the word vibration. I want to use the word frequency because everything on this planet has a frequency. The clothes you're wearing right now has a frequency. The computer you're listening to this on has a frequency. The phone in your hand, if you're holding the phone, has a frequency. The road you're driving on has a frequency. When you put out a feeling, you are now changed that feeling into a frequency. And we live in a world of frequency. So law of attraction says like attracts like. So at any given moment where you are at, your like frequency comes to you. And it has a whole world to draw this from. This is when you hear people say, when it rains, it pours. Absolutely. Because whatever you are putting out on your frequency, by the law of attraction, has to vibrationally match you and come back to you. So being conscious don't necessarily mean when you use the law of attraction, I got to watch every single word, this and that and other. Being conscious is really more about being conscious of your feelings. Because like Ade say, you can talk and you can think things all day long. We have, somebody might know this, how many thoughts we have in a day. Do you know what happened if those all became manifested? How many words we say in a day? Do you know what happens if that all became manifested? Like I said, God put a wonderful cushion there. He says, I ain't going to let that happen yet. I'm just going to see what feeling you put out and then how that then turn into a frequency and see what you are vibrating and matching to you. I tell people, if you got people coming into your life and you say, I can't get a good job, I can't do this, these people keep bugging me, I'm feeling bad, my mother's doing this, my father's doing this, the world sucks, the president sucks, I have to say, what are you putting out? Because if you are observing these things, if you are seeing these things, if you are now calling them into your experience, what are you putting out? And this is what we don't want to look at. It's easier to blame something or someone for our creations than to look at and say, man, look what I created. If I created, I have the power to modify it and shift it. This is where, when I was talking on the Spiritual Tag Team show, I said, do not oppose what opposes you. Relook at it and remodify it and rechange it. You created that. I heard a person, I told this to a person just yesterday, and this person got very upset. And she said, you're trying to blame me. You're trying to say I create these things and blame me. I said, there's no blame here.
It's just simply a fact. What you create, you create. How you choose to look at that creation is up to you. This is law of attraction. It's working for us. People say law of attraction don't work for me. I'm going, well, yes, it is. It's working perfectly. Look at where you're at. It works perfectly every single time. The question then goes back to, is it working perfectly out of what you are consciously creating, or is it working perfectly out of what you are unconsciously creating? That's
and your life will definitely reflect that back to us. It certainly does. You know, in the chat room, Nahali said, I'm going to just answer that real quick. I got to take this call. This call has been holding for a while. They said, why is it that some people seem to manifest very quickly while others take years? Well, I don't know. It just depends on where they are. But at the same time, what are you? It's like if you did exactly, if you were living the same life that that person was living, and you did exactly the same thing they did, if you were thinking the same thought, if you were feeling the same feeling, then yeah, you both create at the same pace. But we don't need to look at some people creating quickly. We don't know what you never know what's going on in somebody else's consciousness. You don't know their life path. You don't know their story, so do not do that. But if you feel you got to do it, go ahead. But I would say do not compare how somebody else is manifesting things in their lives compared to yours. Don't do that, because when you do that, you separate yourself from your source. You separate yourself from your creator. Don't do that. It's not. I understand the question, but it's a waste of time, really. Really focus on what you're creating, and you're not even worried about you're not aware of their time span or when did they start doing the work they were doing. It's really about what you're creating, and if you're manifesting what you want, who cares if they do it in a second, 30 seconds? Abraham says, you know, you could, if you think a thought longer than 17 seconds, you create it. But let me take this call because I want to play Abraham. I think I'm only going to get to play one of that audio clip, and I'll play tomorrow. And this is them talking about law of attraction. So let's take a call. Thank you, Betty. Now we're all in our corner. We're getting rest down, drinking some water. But, you know, it's not fun. I mean, we can't even talk about this enough. There isn't enough time. What we can do is we'll take your call, 347-426-3346. Because even though Betty and I talked about what we believe, you may disagree with me or disagree with her, or some things you saw differently or heard differently, it really doesn't matter. It's about how you are using the law of attraction. It's about how you allowing your life to unfold. That's the only important thing. Words don't teach. Experience does. Let's take a call. The area code is 773. What's your name and where you calling from? 773.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Hi, Betty. This is Marquita Williams.
You said Mercury?
Marquita Williams.
Marquita Williams. Okay, got it. Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, I really love that you guys are talking about the law of attraction, because this is something that I had been discussing with my husband all week. In fact, you know, I just completed a fast because I guess my question was, I said, God, I just want to know your will. You know, I want to know your next step. I want to know exactly what you want me to do. Yet there are all these desires, you know, from God that I feel, you know, that he did want me to do. It's just a matter of, you know, how do I go about actually doing those things. So this is like the law of attraction. Even this call, you know, is like so timely, you know, so like right now, like rainbow, you know, work, you know, because it really speaks to me, you know, and it's exactly what I've been asking. They're like, oh, what is your will? You know, what would you have me to do? Yet there are all these desires on the inside of me, you know, that I know are from God. And you guys just confirmed, you know, that, well, those desires are God, and his desire, you know, is in you. And if you have, you know, these desires, you know, to do great things or whatever, you know, those things are from God, you know, and it's about how to actually manifest those things.
So let me ask you a question. When you ask God this weekend, what is your will for my life? What answer did you come up with?
You know, I think it was answered today. And his will is those desires, those burning desires that I have on the inside of me. That is his will.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
You know.
It's really that simple. I like how you tied it in, because I understand it. I get it. Because we've been taught that, you know, our life means nothing. We've been taught that we're born in sin. We've been taught that we don't deserve. We've been taught all kinds of things. And we got to wrestle with those thoughts sometimes through life.
Exactly.
When we have a new understanding of God. So now we recognize it. Listen, when JC, Jesus said, I and the Father are one. JC didn't say only me and God are one. As a matter of fact, he went one step further. Jesus said, the things I do, you can do also.
Uh-huh.
And this is the best part of it. He said, and even greater things than this shall ye do. So when we recognize, when we remember that we're one with God, and when we say, God, what's my will, what's my purpose, we know that those things, those burning desires, those feelings that we want to do, you know, it could be just as simple as wanting to start a daycare center.
Yeah.
It could be as simple as, I mean, you know, you have a desire to draw. And if we say yes to that, God will show out as us in ways that we can't even describe in words. So, like you said, you asked a question and God answered. We asked a question.
Yes.
You can say law of attraction kicks in. You put the energy out and the answer came back to you. You put the fishing pole out and the universe gave you a fish. Now
exactly.
You
something happened,
yeah.
You know, that I really want to share. I know last week I had updated my Facebook. I just had the desire. You know, I was just like, oh, wow. So my husband said, I want to be the president. And God, he worked with us no matter what. He's always, like, kind of going back and forth. Like, is this what you want to do? Okay, that can happen. You just need to make up your mind. So I go to a resale, shop, and I run across this book, and it's called So, You Want to Be President?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Awesome story.
This is kind of creepy, but great, you know.
Yeah,
and it talks about, you know, what's the odds of, you know, being the president of the United States and, you know, as far as your birth is concerned, you know, just everything, your zodiac sign, everything, you know, like what's the odds, you know, of you, and if that's what you want to be, then you can be in that. And I said, okay. And every book, I was glad to go to this place, and every book that I got that day, it just ministered to me, you know, and it was God telling me, you know, well, if this is what you want, you know, you can have that. You know, you just need to know what you want and, you know, begin to, you know, think on those things and allow, you know, that frequency, you know, as Betty said, you know, to, you know, manifest those things and just go with the flow.
You know, I listen to you, and all this thoughts are just coming to me. It's like Jesus talk about, I'm not the one doing the work. It's the Father within me doing the work. You know, if we really get that it's that presence, that power within us, that love, that unconditional love that's doing the work. So when we put the request out, the universe just answers. God answers. He answers. She answers. Whatever works for you, it really doesn't matter. So. My sister, you're working the principles. Keep doing what you're doing, and there's so much more to come. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy
Great.
The ride.
Awesome.
Wow,
thank
wow.
you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. I don't know if I get to play Abraham today, but let's go take another call. Let's take this call, 336, area code. Oh, it's the Christed one. Hello, the Christed one. Hello, Christine.
Hi.
The butterfly. How are you?
How are you?
Wonderful.
Okay, great.
I'm not okay, great
sorry.
Like that.
I'm sorry.
Well,
delay,
I have a friend
so
that calls
like...
me a hawk. I don't miss nothing. So just speak. What's the question I've listed?
Okay. It's not really. It's a question and a comment at the same time. Based on what I asked before. I had spoken with you all, and it was positive. The reading was positive regarding the job and everything. And I shouldn't say I made a mistake, but over the weekend I was listening to another show. I decided to speak with someone regarding, this is someone who comes from an astrological perspective, with the same question with regards to the job. So it was a lesson learned for me because it gave me I got negative feedback. As far as don't move, stay there, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But I know what I've been feeling. I know the other information I've gathered, and it's all in alignment with me leaving there. So mm-hmm. I had to search myself and figure out what type of lesson was in this for me as far as that phone call was concerned. And mm-hmm. then that goes in with the question is about law of attraction, I suppose, with regard to what we're discussing today.
Yes.
How and why did I attract that to me?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you know, and I know a big part of my life as with a lot of people is that we rely on the negativity. We've been kind of programmed to be negative in a sense and to look outside of ourselves for answers or to kind of look at the worst of situations. So mm-hmm. a part of my evolution is definitely to grow away from that. Of course,
right.
negative experiences and people and situations are always going to come into our lives. So the thing is, how do I not dwell on it and move on? How do I move forward as far as, because it was me even debating, like, oh, should I not, you know, and then that brings up fear, which Betty had already advised me to not have fear,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not only Betty, but other people have advised me not to have fear, because you can't put that out, so.
Right. So let's talk, you said, how do I move on, fear came in. See, when we talk about a law does not compromise itself, it doesn't contradict itself. It always works. It always works. When we are in alignment with the law, it supports us. When we go against the law, it will support us. The law doesn't have nothing to prove. It's the law. The law, the Lord, the God. God has nothing to prove. So, as you said, that when you called last week and asking if it's time to leave your job, what I felt from you, you felt you were very convicted that you were ready to leave, but you just wanted to hear. And I said to you, I feel like you knew exactly what you wanted to do. You just needed confirmation. So what happens is when we ask, when we take time to become still and go within and ask spirit, and we get the answer, you know, what we call the answer or the positive thing feels good. And we forget that just because it feels simple and it feels good with it, well, maybe I need to think twice about this. Fear comes up. It's so simple. So you still, after getting the reading, you're thinking, well, let me just double check here. And there was fear. So you attract that to you. How do you interact with other people and they're in fear and it don't attract to yourself? Well, I'm going to flip it. The fear of other people, the fear that you're experiencing from other people is simply a vibration that you're putting out. Because if you're in a place where you're grounded and you're convicted and you're clear about what you want to do, you might actually go listen to the feedback you got and you hear something different. Now, because you were afraid, because you already decided you were going to move on, then you heard about a show. You said, oh, let me listen to the show. You heard, you sound like you're ready. Listen to the guidance within and move forward. Then you say, great, thank you very much. Well, let me ask somebody else. So even now you were doubting yourself. And the universe, the law can't help but give you what you put out there. So you put that out there, and you got the feedback. And now you're like, oh, they give me fear. Listen, each and every one of us are an extension. Each and every one of us an extension of greatness, of success, of harmony, of joy, of peace. So your birth card or your birth sign, your birth chart can tell you this may not be the right time to do something. This may be a good time, but there's nothing negative about it. And here's another thing. This is the most important thing. If you're feeling it, I say listen to it. Because only you know your life. You are the expert of your life. Even what I'm sharing with you now, it's just based on what I think and feel, and it's going through my own filter. At the end of the day, when you hang up this phone, you've got to listen to what is true for you. That even if you leave your job today and you don't get a job for another 2 years, you can be okay with it. Or you're going to say, well, I wish I never called those people. You get to choose. You get to decide how you're going to live your life. And in every given moment, you have the power to change your circumstance. In every given moment. So you can say, you know what? Maybe I feel like I'm taking too far a jump here. maybe I need to go find another job first before I leave. Now, you might say to yourself, you're punking out a little bit here. But that's on you. That's between you and God. Because if you jump out there and you take fear with you and it magnifies because you can't find a job and bills coming, you're like, oh, my God, I go, well, after this month, I won't get no more money. And you put all that fear out, you're going to jack yourself up. So whatever you need to do, if you're feeling the nudge to move forward, continue to do your spiritual practice. Go within, or if you don't, you go without. I've shared what I shared. You call another radio show. Now it's time, what does Christy think about this? What does she feel about this? What is true for her? What is she going to do when she hands in a notice, if that's what she does? Is she going to say, okay, God, I handed my notice, now what? God says, yeah, now what? You're already feeling all this movement, so you just got to listen. And when you listen, you will know what to do. Now, what I would say to you is, do your spiritual practice. Don't ask anybody else if you should leave a job or stay. Don't even call me and ask me that question, because I'll put you on punch list. Anyway, don't ask me that anymore. Now, you want to just be still and say, God, I am ready to move. I am ready to say yes. Say yes, what must I do? And even if you don't catch anything in your thoughts or you don't see anything, take the actions. Take an action. When you take action, talk to somebody. I'm looking for a job. Or maybe there's something you want to create that you wanted to create, but you've been thinking, oh, I don't know if this is the right time. Start looking into it. See, it's not about, you know, spiritual growth and transformation is supposed to be easy. When we get intellectual about it, we jam ourselves up.
Right.
But I would say be still and know that you are an extension of God.
Well, I appreciate
don't
that.
Don't oppose your life. Compose it.
Okay.
You know, as a composer of your life, you get to create harmony by listening to things that strike a chord with you. You're like, oh, I feel that. I feel that. I feel that. That's how you compose your life. Oh, that feels right. Oh, that feels scary. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. I don't need that chord. I don't need that. Compose your life. You are the creator of your life. Watch your thoughts and create your life. Your life is calling you. Are you going to say yes?
Right. Right. So, I mean, it wasn't about me trying to, you know, I just, the main question, the main thing at this point, I still know what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing was about the fact that I sat there when you talk about law of attraction, it was like that I was sitting there even thinking certain thoughts. And then this was a show that I had normally missed, and I thought, I was up, so I listened to it. And the ironic thing is that there were several other people who called who were having similar situations. And one thing led to another, and I ended, and I really, and I called, you know. So, I appreciate your advice.
That means you're listening, and that's good. You know, there's always so many things we get to think about, so many different things we think about. But you know what? You can never do it wrong. You're never going to go wrong. You already hear the intuitive hunch, the hit. You're listening. I should take the step. And law of attraction is supporting you right now. Law of attraction, God is supporting right now. God is supporting that desire right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you said, I know what I'm going to do. That when you say that, I feel the energy. I know what I'm going to do. Do it. Do it. And prove God to yourself. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not, you don't have a relationship where it's just about faith with God. You know God. And people say, how do you know? It's like, oh, I've lived it, and I'm living it right now. I know. I just don't have faith. I know. Prove God for yourself. All right?
All right.
Thank you, my sister.
Right,
I appreciate you. And keep flying. It is your time. Well, speaking of time, I don't know if I get to play Abraham now. I think we're going to continue this conversation tomorrow. And we continue the conversation because I want to play those audio clips. One is 8 minutes long, almost eight and almost 9 minutes. So we'll do that tomorrow. And Abraham, the non-physical beings who are not caught up in the physical stuff that we go through and grow through, They're downloading truth. They're just bringing it to us how we can live our life to the fullest. So it looks like tomorrow's part two. And we'll see. Betty, let me in, man. Come on, man. Come on. Hey, Betty, are you there?
I'm here. But, you know, our day the bell kept ringing. The referee kept looking, and he wasn't paying no attention to either one of them. So what I have to say, I say it in a minute or less, and
I want to listen to this. A minute or less.
It was addressing the last caller when she got a reading and it wasn't positive. I had a friend who wanted to know something, and she kept going through, you know, me and other people, and we were telling her these great things. Yes, yes, do this, do that, do another. But she was never still sure. She still wanted to make sure. So she finally go to a reader who just gave her all kinds of stuff and made her feel so out of sorts and bad. And when she came to me, I laughed and I said, well, have you had enough now? This is what your guys are saying. I have to understand your soul. Everyone asks how your angel speaks to you and how your guardian and how your spirit guide speaks to you. Your soul speaks through feelings. And when you have a feeling that something is so right, that's your soul. And when you have a feeling that something is so wrong, that's your soul. But when you go against it, it's almost like going to get out of the way and let you run into a wall. It's not going to kill you, but it's enough to make you say, now do you see? And so finally when it happened to this lady, she came to the conclusion, I was right all along. I didn't need those validations. Now I get it. And she's just been flying high ever since. So sometimes your soul will get out of the way and go, fine, let her run into a wall. We keep telling her what to do. So I want to say that, and I'll say whatever else I have to say tomorrow.
Well, what I'll say is we're getting ready to release the show. This show just gone fast. But, you know, what I want to say is really when we talk about readers, when we talk about psychics, I would also tell all my listeners, be aware of the unenlightened psychic. Because, yes, all of us are psychic. All of us are intuitive. And they're psychic. They're readers out there. Yeah, they're good at what they do. But sometimes they're not clearing their filter. Their filter is clogged. So we're getting ready to release the show. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we'll thank God for you. We'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to find out more about me, you can go to lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. If you want to find out more about Betty Pegues, you can go to her website, bettypegues.wibbly.com. And you can also find her on Facebook. And you're the one creating all that's showing up in your world. Dance with the universe so you can experience the abundance of your life. Tomorrow, I'll play the clips that I promised today, but you got to keep it rolling. I love you. Be well. Be still. And know that all is truly well. All you got to do is real simple. Just be the change you want to see. That's all you got to do.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.